Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. As you know, on Sunday, it will be Chafket Iyar, 28th day of the month of Iyar, which is an unbelievably important day in the history of the Jewish people, commonly referred to and known as Yom Yerushalayim. I want to spend a few minutes with you before Shabbos, taking some time to appreciate the significance of Yerushalayim, and specifically the importance of this particular day. Let me quickly begin by just outlining three very distinct, significant elements to the celebration that we should all be participating in on Yom Yerushalayim. What are we celebrating? Davar Rishon, there's an unbelievable military victory. Go to any military academy, go to the army, any successful strategic military planner, and they will be hard pressed to come up with an example of a greater military victory than the one that Israel had in 1967 during the Six-Day War. Arguably, Yom Yerushalayim should be called Yom Milchemet Sheshet Hayamim. Militarily, it's unbelievably difficult to explain. And arguably, it's because the victory was not simply a military victory, but it was actually a sign of the hand of Hashem, a miraculous win against unbelievable odds. So first and foremost, bear in mind that we're celebrating the tremendous victory of the Jewish people, of the Israeli nation. Nasser, the president of Egypt, set out together with his Arab allies to, and I quote, push Israel into the sea. There was an existential fear, a belief, that literally the state of Israel would disappear in May of 1967. And so the remarkable military victory is the first thing that we're commemorating on Yom Yerushalayim. However, there's a second element, and that is a religious yearning. In our davening, in our tefillot, in our whole approach to Judaism, we're constantly thinking about and striving for Yerushalayim. On the day of Ichud Yerushalayim, Har HaBayit B'yadeinu, the reconnection, the reunification of the city of Yerushalayim, the connection of Jews, not just in Israel, but throughout the world, to the city of Yerushalayim, that's what we're celebrating on Yom Yerushalayim. And of course, there's a historical context, understanding how the world as we know it, for Israel, for Jews, for Torah Judaism, changed unequivocally, inexorably, and forever post the 1967 Six-Day War. Torah Judaism throughout the world, it's a different experience. Jewish identity. The ability of the state of Israel to survive in 1967 was up in the air. Economically, it was a disaster. Militarily, politically, a lot of question marks. There was an actual belief, a real thought, that the Jewish state could be wiped off the map before 1967. Today, we still have challenges. There are still those who seek to harm us. And it's a terrible thing when there's an attack. Just yesterday in Alon Shvut, same spot where the three boys were captured last year. Yesterday there was another attack. Four people were injured, one seriously. Every single person who's injured, God forbid anybody who's killed, it's all a challenge. But it's not an existential challenge to the state of Israel. There's no question that somebody shooting rockets from Gaza may mean that the state of Israel will cease to exist. That changed. That will not happen again. That changed in 1967. And those are some of the things, again, militarily, religiously, and historically, we are noting on Yom Yerushalayim. Let's take a few minutes to look at the way Chazal think about the city of Yerushalayim and the place that Yerushalayim has to have in our lives. There's a Gemara in Masechet Tanit, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, I believe. And the Gemara says as follows, Kol ha-mitabel al Yerushalayim zocheh v'ro'eh b'simchata. This is a Gemara that's more famously quoted during the 9 days, during the period of Tisha B'Av. Kol ha-mitabel al Yerushalayim, whoever mourns for Jerusalem, zocheh will merit, v'ro'eh, and sees b'simchata in its rejoicing. A question comes to mind immediately. How can we understand this statement? It seems grammatically to be incorrect. What's wrong with it? Zocheh v'ro'eh is lashon hoveh. What does hoveh mean?
Present tense.
Kol ha-mitabel Yerushalayim, whoever is mourning for Jerusalem, in the present tense, zocheh v'ro'eh b'simchata, you want to tell me, Yizkeh, Yireh, we will in the future. We mourn the loss of the Mikdash now, but in the future, we will once again see and merit to be part of the celebration of Yerushalayim. That I understand. But what's the Lashon Hoveh? Why is it in a present tense? If you look in Megillat Eicha, which tells the story of how the Beit HaMikdash, you know, the response to the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed, the date of Tisha B'Av, the Navi Yirmiyahu calls it a Moed. What's a Moed? A festival, a holiday. When we say festival, when we say holiday, we generally refer to what? Joyous occasions. How can we refer to the date of Tisha B'Av as a Moed in Megillat Eicha? What's there a Moed? What's there to celebrate? What's going on over here? So again, two questions. The present tense, zocheh v'ro'eh, b'simchata, and calling the date of Tisha B'Av a holiday, a moed, doesn't seem to make sense. Rav Chaim Volozhiner answers the question as follows. In Sefer Bereishit, we all know this story. The brothers were a little aggravated by Yosef. And so they decided, enough is enough with Yosef, with his dreams, we're going to get rid of him. And what did they do? They sold him off to an Archat Yishmaelim. They sold him off. He was taken to Mitzrayim. But now they have to go home and tell Yaakov Avinu what happened. They weren't about to tell Yaakov, we sold our brother Yosef. So what did they do? They took his ketonet pasin, they took his coat, his shirt, and they dipped it in blood. And they said to Yaakov, Hakerna, can you identify Haketonet Bincha Yosef in love? Is this Yosef's shirt? They didn't say Yosef is alive. They didn't say Yosef is dead. They didn't say they sold him. Yaakov, draw your own conclusions. Is this Yosef's shirt? And Yaakov says, Tarov Tarak Yosef. Wow. It appears that Yosef was decimated. It appears that Yosef was attacked. Nevertheless, what comes next? Yaakov is under the impression, under the assumption that Yosef is gone. And what ends up happening? They all come to give nechama. Poor Yaakov, he lost his son Yosef. Let's do nechama velim. And we're told, Vayima ein lehit nachem. Yaakov refuses to accept nechama. Don't pay any shivakol. Why doesn't Yaakov want to accept nechama on the loss of his son? So the answer is, Chazal explained, we are incapable of accepting nechama for one who is still alive. Why is it so important when somebody goes missing? And it may have been years, but it's so important to the family. Can we find the body? It gives you closure. Because if I don't have a body, then maybe the person is what? is still alive, is still out there. Yaakov somehow inherently, intrinsically knew it's not gone yet. And if there's still a chance, if Yosef is still out there, he's not going to accept any type of comfort. Right? Because if he's still alive, then there's no comfort. Now, says Reb Chaim Valazhiner, we can understand very well what the Gemara and Tanit is talking about. Kol ha-mitabel ha-yushalayim zo chever o'e b'simchata. Yushalayim v'beit ha-mikdash may have been destroyed. But even our avelot, even our mourning, contains within it comfort and joy. Because we simply cannot forget Yerushalayim. You see, boys, if Yerushalayim were gone, if Yerushalayim were not here anymore, then we could accept Nechama. Woe is us. We used to have Yerushalayim, but now we don't. We used to have a Beit HaMikdash, but now we don't. But here we are 2,000 years later. And what are we still saying? Where is Yerushalayim? We remember Yerushalayim. We think about Yerushalayim. We yearn for Yerushalayim. We strive toward Yerushalayim. Why are we doing that? It's gone. It's lost forever. If it's lost forever, so enough. Let it go. But we're like Yaakov. We're not accepting any kind of nechama. And the reason we don't accept the nechama is because we still believe and truly hold out hope that the city will be redeemed, the city will be rebuilt. And that hope is alive, and that hope is in the present tense. Zochev ro'eh b'simchata. Rav Yitzchak Mirsky, in the Sefer Higyonei Halakha, points out, I mentioned earlier, our davening, we're constantly thinking about Yerushalayim. What do we say in benching? Uvenei Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, V'hera B'yameinu. Rachem na Hashem Elokeinu, Al Yisrael Amecha, V'al Yerushalayim Irecha, V'al Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha. I don't understand. What are we asking for over here? Rachem na, have mercy. So when the patient is sick, when somebody is undergoing treatment, when he's in critical, grave condition, but still a chance for recovery, so what do? So we daven, we say Tehillim, we ask Hashem, Rachem na. But once the patient has passed, we don't ask for Rachmanis anymore. Now we say, you should have pity on the surviving spouse, you should have pity on the children. But when the person is gone, after the person dies, we don't say Rachem na anymore. While the patient is ill, you say Rachem na. So Hashem Elokim, Ay Yisrael Amecha, we get. Rachem na Hashem Elokim, Ay Yisrael Amecha. What's Al Yerushalayim Yirecha? What's going on with Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim's gone. Patient's dead. What are we asking for Rachmanos? So obviously, says Rav Mirsky, the answer is that the patient has not passed. Yerushalayim v'hamikdash, says Rav Mirsky, lo batlu. The sanctity of the city of Yerushalayim, the Kedushat HaMikdash, were never canceled out. They may not be present and whole in the world in a physical sense, but they continue to survive as a concept and as an ideal. And that leads us to Yom Yerushalayim. 48 years ago, Chafchet Iyar, the city of Yerushalayim was reunited under Jewish rule for the first time in almost 2,000 years. Har Habayit V'yadenu. The paratroopers called out, Matagur, famous expression, the city of Yerushalayim is in our hands. No, the Beit HaMikdash is not yet rebuilt. No, Malchut Beit David has not yet been reestablished. But on this Yom Yerushalayim, we are celebrating that Jerusalem, the undivided capital of the state of Israel, Medinat Yisrael, Jerusalem, the place that Jews of all persuasion, from the most right-wing to the most left-wing and everyone in between, all find that Jerusalem unites us. Jerusalem is a central place for us. That is what's remarkable. That is what's incredible about Yom Yerushalayim. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. I said this in class yesterday to some of the boys, my Zionism class. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Look at the order of the pasuk. Says David HaMelech, when Hashem builds Yerushalayim, what comes next? Nidchei Yisrael Yikanes. All the scattered members of Klal Yisrael, they can gather. they can be reunited. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. We have the city of Yerushalayim. Nidchei Yisrael Chaneis. It can be the beginning and the hopes of the reunification of all the Jewish people, of the ingathering of all the Goliot. And so that's what we're grateful for on Yom Yerushalayim. That's why this Sunday, not a school day, we won't be saying Hallel together. But we should be saying Hallel and thinking about these things when we thank Hashem for the wonderful city of Yerushalayim. We'll conclude today. I just prepared a little video I'd like you to see to hopefully appreciate everything that Hashem has given us. And so I'm short on time, so I'm going to... Yeah.